is really jacked up on coffee again. Here's Steve.
I know you deceived me. Now here's a surprise. I know that you have, because there's magic in my eyes.
My next guest might be the only guy on the show today that's been pardoned by the president. You know, quite an honor, I would say. Dinesh D'Souza here, writer, scholar, public intellectual, and a contributor to this program on a regular basis. Dinesh, welcome back.
Steve, great to be on the show.
Always good to have you here, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I was actually at the Ted Cruz Trump rally last night, an incredibly festive occasion. I've never been to one of those things, and it's wonderful to see.
Huge. 18,000 people, I think, is what we were told got in. 100,000 tried. I mean, it's incredible. His rallies are bigger than they've been ever, maybe.
Yeah, he's really an entertainer in a certain way. And I was almost watching it sociologically to see Trump as a performance. I think it's also notable that it represents the Republican Party coming together. The Trumpsters were, of course, there in force with their MAGA hats and so on, but there were also a lot of traditional Republican Cruz guys who were probably a little suspicious of Trump in 2016, but there's a reconciliation that has gone on between those two men. I think it bodes well for Cruz and for Trump.
I would agree with that. He said it's going to come down to three things: Kavanaugh, the caravan, and common sense. Sounds like a trilogy for success. What do you say?
Well, I agree, and I think that the caravan thing has backfired on the Democrats. I mean, clearly, someone has orchestrated this, and I mean by that that you can't have thousands of people 2,000 miles away who simultaneously all decide to start moving north in a coordinated fashion like this. Somebody is supplying blankets, somebody is supplying food and medical care. So this is an orchestrated political invasion, one might say. But I think it looks so bad. I mean, every Democrat realizes that those guys showed up outside your house, they're going to lock all the doors and call 911. So, you know, this is a case where common sense clearly is on the side of controlling our border. And I think the Kavanaugh thing is really important because prior to Kavanaugh, there were some Republicans who thought that the hysteria of the left was due to the flaws of Trump. They were responding to Trump's excesses. But when you nominate a Boy Scout like Kavanaugh, not just intellectually a very strong, but also morally an impeccable guy, everybody who's worked with him testifies over decades what a great guy he is. So if they can do this to him, which of us is safe?
Well, when you go back and say, what did you mean by this? When you wrote this in your high school yearbook, I'm like, man, I don't know what I wrote in my high school yearbook, but I'm pretty sure I don't want to know. I mean, seriously, you look back, you probably said embarrassing things when you're 17 years old, did embarrassing things. I did. And people look at that, they go, that's absolutely absurd. And they know it's absurd. And they tear this guy apart. Moms didn't like it because they have sons. You cannot believe your daughters to sacrifice your sons. But yet that was the message in part, wasn't it?
Well, and look at the hypocrites on the stage who are doing the questioning. I mean, people like Cory Booker, who has himself been accused of sexual harassment by a man, and then, you know, Diane. I mean, all these shady Democrats who have been involved in all kinds of shenanigans, financial and personal, and there they are, you know, on their moral high horse, questioning a guy who's 10 times more decent than they are. I mean, it's a ludicrous spectacle, and I think it's, you know, that's a case where, I mean, you think about what brought the wavering Republicans like Susan Collins and even Flake, and look at Lindsey Graham. I mean, what we're seeing is a Republican.
So where did he come from?
Upper sign now.
Yeah, where did he come from? Who is this Lindsey Graham, and where did they hide the real one?
Well, you know, we saw something like this in 1860 when Lincoln toughened the spine of the Republican Party. The Republicans were very weak at the beginning and very tough at the end. We're seeing something similar. That sort of, with the effect of Trump, has been to make Republicans emboldened about challenging the media and not being so quick to run away when there's enemy fire.
Looking at the polling, and brand new polling today, Dana Rohrabacher, for example, in California, with a lead over his Democratic challenger, the same in Virginia's 2nd District, Illinois' 12th District, Georgia's 6th District, all places that Democrats expected to make inroads, and yet all the polling indicating that Republicans are holding on to those seats. A new article by the Washington Post saying that They're running neck and neck, our Republicans and Democrats, when it comes to these contested congressional seats. I don't think the blue wave materializes, Dinesh. You're out there all the time. You're shaking hands. You're talking to people. What is your perception?
Well, I'm speaking as someone who's on the front line. I'm not a political prognosticator. I haven't run any polls. But it looks to me like what's happening is that the Senate has now slipped out of the control of the Democrats. I mean, they don't have a prayer of getting the Senate. In fact, there's a good chance that they're going to lose 2 to 5 seats, which would be crushing for them. The House, they might still have a chance, but it's a very narrow chance that it could go either way.
Correct.
If Republicans hold the House and increase their majority in the Senate, wow, will it be a happy day on November 6th.
There'll be a lot of work to do at that point. Meanwhile, your film, Death of a Nation, which was released earlier this year, coming out on DVD October the 30th, next week, available for pre-order now. For anybody that's not aware of this movie, tell us about it.
Well, the movie explores two themes, racism and fascism, and the left has been very effective in trying to pin these labels on the right. Conservatives are fascists, Trump is a racist, and so on. And what the movie does is it really shows that the racist and fascist tales don't belong on the Republican elephant, but belong on the Democratic donkey. The Democrats have a deep history on this stuff, and in fact, fascist tactics right now are not being used on the right, they're being used on the left. So the movie is available for streaming now. You can get it on iTunes or Amazon or Google Play, but it'll be out in the physical DVD will be in stores next week.
Don't you find it, I don't know, amusing in a sad sort of way? Dinesh D'Souza here with us on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't you find it amusing in a sad sort of way that these people that call themselves Antifa, anti-fascists, don't even know what fascist means because their very behavior of throwing bricks through windows and setting fires and shouting down anybody they don't agree with and trying to prevent anybody from speaking they don't like, those, by definition, are fascist behaviors. Do they not realize this?
They don't. I mean, they think that they're fighting fascists, and they think that because Trump is a fascist, they have every right to use what they call by any means necessary. They also don't know that they're being funded by George Soros, who himself has a kind of dark history and a dark past, because when he was a teenager in Hungary in the 1940s, he was actually going around with a guy who was confiscating the property of Jews. Soros was interviewed about this recently and said he had absolutely no regrets about it. So you've got, I mean, if this guy were, you know, in the Trump cabinet, this story would be all over the media. But the media is covering up for Soros and they cover up for Antifa. So it's actually a very sorry situation going on in which, in the name of liberalism, you have this illiberal group that's actually using intimidation and violence to
correct
their critics.
Yeah, it's not John F. Kennedy's Democratic Party, is it? Dinesh D'Souza, real quickly, one more time, tell folks where they can learn more about the movie Death of a Nation, get a copy of the DVD being released next week, October 30th, and keep up with everything that you're doing.
Thank you so much. The DVD will be in stores everywhere. You can stream the movie now, and you can go to deathofanationmovie.com to watch the trailer and find out more.
Dinesh, always a pleasure having you here, my friend.
My pleasure.
There you have it. Dinesh D'Souza, everybody. Deathofanationmovie.com. You can find out more. Order yours today. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan residents are targeted for identity theft more often than the rest of the country. It's a fact. But did you know the Michigan Chamber has an identity theft protection solution designed to help Michigan Chamber members and their employees? It's true. And it's the best data protection you can get today. There are only two kinds of people, those that have had their data stolen and those that will. The Michigan Chamber is here to help you defend yourself and your employees from getting robbed. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the Michigan Chamber logo to learn more and get started. Protect yourself with the Michigan Chamber Identity Theft Protection Solution.
Are you finally ready to lose weight and have a great year? Then join me in my Pure Health Solution. I've already lost more than 30 pounds, and that's just the first 30 days. It's incredible. My Pure Health Solutions is not one size fits all, but a custom program just for you. Real food, not fake shakes and bars. Yep, chicken, steak, even seafood, and yes, you lose the weight. I have, and I'm just getting started. Do it now. Get your life back. Lose the weight. Feel great. Get details at MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910 to get started today.
I'm Ruth Johnson, your Secretary of State, and I'm also a mom. With cell phones and the internet, today's kids have an easy connection to music, games, information from around the world, and each other. Now, parents have some help protecting their children online. The Michigan Child Protection Registry is a free, secure service that blocks adult ads from reaching your child or teen on their electronic devices. Visit protectmichild.com and register your child.
Sponsored by SOS and MAB.
You know secondhand smoke is a health risk. When you see someone smoking or you smell smoke, you avoid it. Did you know the second leading cause of lung cancer cannot be seen, smelled, or tasted? It's radon gas. It may cause over 600 new lung cancers in Michigan this year. And the only way to know you're safe from radon is to have your home tested. 1 in 8 Michigan homes test positive for dangerous levels of radon gas. Call 1-800-RADON-GAS to learn more about radon and having your home tested. This message sponsored by the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality and the Michigan Association.